hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're with you from the studios of, or from, I should say. Let me slow down and not get ahead of myself. This is an unsolicited plug. I got to tell you what, those little bottles of five-hour energy, they work. Man. At any rate, it is Friday, live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. Open Phone Friday, folks. Open Phone Friday, 800-313-9443. Any subject matter? I heard Davey. I heard Herzog's show. I thought Michael said it. You were running a show of those in the last hour, but you didn't hear the first hour. He said it's an open phone, any subject. Well, I know Davey from Dallas, and Davey is unrelenting. And poor Michael. Pastor Peter J. Peters. You know, he just rented out from WWCR, and I understand there's a few people that are going to be scrambling for some time. He just bought an entire transmitter, bought the timeout. Now, I was thinking about that today. What possible message do you have that you would take that much money and spend that amount of money for a solid 24/7 signal off of a 100,000-watt transmitter? Brother Stair did something similar. And don't confuse us, folks. I'm not saying that Brother Stair and Peter J. Peters are similar, except for one thing. They go off of the Bible. But it was very fascinating, you know, that he did that. And there's a few people out there scrambling around for shortwave time because there were brokered deals before blocks of time. And I highly suspect, and this is just speculation on my part, how many people out there have the money to spend on shortwave now for various programming. And again, this is just my opinion. I maybe somebody over there got a call and said, you know what, maybe you should make it a little bit more difficult for certain type of programming to run. I mean, they won't mess. They won't mess with Pete Peters. You know, they won't mess with these guys. But let somebody else get up there with a message that's kind of conspiratorial in nature. Well, at any rate, we'll take the break here in a couple of seconds. And folks, I'm going to do an article here that is very telling from Global Research. I did this during cash flow, so if you were unfortunate or fortunate, as it may be for your particular viewpoint, to have heard this on my broadcast a couple hours ago on cash flow, just hang with me because this is one of the better pieces that I have seen written about the global conspiracy centered around none other than Mr. Rockefeller. We'll take the break. Open Phone Friday, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this short break for the network. And please, folks, I know that you get in the habit of not listening to the commercials after a while, but these people are important for the network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to throw off this responsibility. It is on my shoulders. This is my program. I should be back here on time. Isn't that right, Mr. Producer? But on the other hand, if I'm talking to other employees here and I get a little carried away in a constructive conversation, don't wait another 40 seconds to holler down the hallway at me. Just throw something. Send a dog after me. Send the wife after me. At any rate... Just pulling your leg. Hope you know that. Is an international financial conspiracy driving world events? Globalresearch.ca. By the way, Chuzovdowski writes for Global Research, and he is on this network, I think, on Mondays, 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time, if my memory serves. At any rate, that's not who did this article, Richard Cook. And let me just tell you who Richard Cook is before I get into this, because you might pay a little closer attention, because a lot of information goes out of this network, a lot of information goes out over this program. But sometimes we get kind of blasé about listening, and we turn it on because we either feel it's our duty or we really want to be informed or you want to find out what's happening. Richard C. Cook is the guy that wrote this. He's a former U.S. federal government analyst. His career included service with the U.S. Civil Service Commission, Food and Drug Administration, the Carter White House. I might leave that off my resume. But NASA and the U.S. Treasury Department. Now, having said that, being an analyst, he starts out his story by a quote from Tacitus, "They make a desolation and call it peace." Was Alan Greenspan really as dumb as he looks in creating the housing bubble that threatens to bring the entire Western debt-based economy crashing down? Was something as easy to foresee as this really the trigger for a meltdown that could destroy the world's financial system? Or was it done perhaps accidentally on purpose? And if so, why? Let's turn to the U.S. personage that conspiracy theorists most often mention as being the epicenter of whatever elite plan is reputed to exist. This would be David Rockefeller, the 92-year-old multi-billionaire godfather of the world's financial elite. The lengthy Wikipedia article on Rockefeller provides the following version of a celebrated statement he allegedly, and Mr. Cook, let me put it to you this way, we had verified this three different ways, that in fact this was written down at the meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany back in June of 91. And I quote, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during these years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government which will never again know war, but only peace and prosperity for the whole of humanity. The supranational sovereignty of the intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in the past centuries." This speech was made 17 years ago. It came at the beginning in the U.S. of the Bill Clinton administration. Rockefeller speaks of an us. This us, he says, has been having meetings for almost 40 years. If you add the 17 years since he gave the speech, it was 57 years ago, almost two full generations. Not only has us developed a plan for the world, but the attempt to develop the plan has evidently been successful, at least in Mr. Rockefeller's mind. The ultimate goal of us is to create the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers. This will lead, he says, toward a world government which will never again know war. Just as an intellectual exercise, let's assume that David Rockefeller is as important and powerful a person as he seems to think that he is. Let's give the man some credit and assume that he and us have, in fact, succeeded to a degree. This would mean that the major decisions and events since Rockefeller gave the speech in 1991 have probably also been part of the plan, or that they have at least represented its features and intent. Therefore, by examining these decisions and events, we can determine whether, in fact, Rockefeller is being truthful in his assessment that the utopia he has in mind is on its way, or at least come closer to being realized. In no particular order, some of these decisions and the events are as follows. The implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement by Bill Clinton and George Bush, their administrations, has led to the elimination of millions of U.S. manufacturing jobs, as well as the destruction of U.S. family farming in favor of global agribusiness. Similar free trade agreements, including those under the auspices of the World Trade Organization, have led to export of millions of additional manufacturing jobs to China and elsewhere. Average family income in the U.S. has steadily eroded, while the share of the nation's wealth held by the richest income brackets has soared. Some Wall Street hedge fund managers are making $1 billion a year, while the number of homeless, including war veterans, pushes a million. The housing bubble has led to a huge inflation of real estate prices in the U.S. Millions of homes are falling into the hands of the bankers through foreclosure. The cost of land and rentals has further decimated family agriculture as well as small business. Rising property taxes based on inflated land assessments have forced millions of lower and middle-income people and elderly out of their homes. The fact that bankers now control national monetary systems in their entirety, under laws where money is introduced only through lending at interest, has resulted in a massive debt pyramid that is teetering on collapse. This monetarist system was pioneered by the Rockefeller family and their funded economics at the University of Chicago, or I should say economist. The rub is that when the pyramid comes down and everybody goes bankrupt, the banks will have been, which have been creating money out of thin air, will then be able to seize valuable assets for pennies on a dollar, as J.P. Morgan Chase is preparing to do with the business owned by Carlyle Capital. Meaningful regulation of the financial industry has been abandoned by government, and any politician that stands in the way, such as Mr. Elliot Spitzer out of New York, the former governor, they're destroyed. The total tax burden on Americans from federal, state, and local governments now exceeds 40% of the income and is rising. Today, with a recession starting, the Democrat-controlled Congress, while supporting the minuscule stimulus rebate, is hypocritically raising taxes further, even for middle-class income earners. Back taxes, along with student loans, can no longer be eliminated by bankruptcy protection. Gasoline prices are soaring even as companies like ExxonMobil are recording record profits. Other commodity prices are going up steadily, including food prices, with some countries starting to experience near famine conditions. 40 million people in America are officially classified as food insecure. Corporate control of water and mineral resources has removed much of what is available from the public commons. And the deregulation of energy production has led to huge increases in the cost of electricity in many areas. The destruction of family farming in the U.S. by NAFTA, along with family farming, by the way, in Mexico and in Canada, has been mirrored by policies toward other nations as part of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. Around the world, due to the pressure from the Washington Consensus, local food self-sufficiency has been replaced by the raising of crops primarily for export. Migration off the land has fed the population of huge slums around the cities of undeveloped countries. Since the 1980s, the U.S. has been fighting wars throughout the world, either directly or by proxy. The former Yugoslavia was dismembered by NATO under cover of 9/11, and by utilizing off-the-shelf plans, the U.S. is now engaged in military conquest and permanent military occupation of the Middle East. A worldwide encirclement of Russia and China by U.S. and NATO forces is underway, and a new push to militarize space has begun. The Western powers are clearly preparing for at least the possibility of another world war. Well, let me put it to you this way, folks. My insertion into the story, they want a world war. And this is what they're up to, especially in the Middle East. And remember Yugoslavia, in order to go in there and bust this thing up and have their little party. What was that guy that was supposed to be the world's god-awfulest criminal since Adolf Hitler? Mr. Milosevic? The guy that supposedly committed suicide in a cell? You see how this works? Replace Milosevic with Saddam Hussein. Oh, that's right. Gee, it's a very terrible pattern. At any rate, back to the story. I apologize for digressing. The expansion of the U.S. military empire abroad is mirrored by the creation of a totalitarian system of surveillance at home, whereby the activities of private citizens are spied upon and tracked by technology and systems which have put into place under the headline of War on Terror. Human microchip implants for tracking purposes are starting to be used. The military-industrial complex has become the nation's largest and most successful industry, with tens of thousands of planners engaged in devising new and better ways, both overt and covert, to destroy both foreign and domestic enemies. Yes, you're a terrorist in this country, folks. Remember what Janet Reno did in the Justice Department years ago?
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has the largest prison population of any country on Earth. Plus, everyday life for millions of people is crushing burden of government, insurance and financial fees, charges and paperwork. And the simplest business transactions are burdened by rake-offs for legions of accountants, lawyers, bureaucrats, brokers, speculators, and middlemen. Finally, the deteriorating conditions of everyday life has given rise to the extraordinary level of stress-related diseases, as well as an epidemic of alcohol and drug addiction. Governments themselves around the world engage in drug trafficking instead of working to lower stress levels. Public policy is skewed in favor of the enormous prescription drug industry that grows rich off the declining level of health through treatment of symptoms rather than causes. Many of these heavily advertised medications themselves have devastating side effects. This list should at least give us enough to go on in order to ask the hard question. Assuming again that all of these things are part of the elitist plan which Mr. Rockefeller boasts to have been developing, isn't it a little strange that the means which have been selected to achieve peace and prosperity for the whole of humanity involve so much violence, deception, oppression, exploitation, graft, and theft? In fact, it looks to me as though our plan for the world is one that is based on genocide, world war, police control of populations, and seizure of the world's resources by the financial elite and their puppet politicians and military forces. In particular, could there be a better way to accomplish all this than what appears to be the concentrated plan to remove from people everywhere in the world the ability to raise their own food? After all, genocide by starvation may be slow, but it's very effective, especially when it can be blamed on market forces. And can it be that the US, which is doing all these things, including the great David Rockefeller himself, are just criminals who have somehow taken over the seats of power? If so, they are criminals who have done everything they can to watch their backs and cover their tracks, including a chokehold over the educational system and the monopolistic mainstream media. One thing is certain. The voters of America have never knowingly agreed to any of this. That was a global research article by Richard Cook. You want to read any further articles from Richard Cook, you can go to www.richardcook.com. I'm in agreement with what this man says. And I have said throughout the years, folks, and you know, a lot of people have made predictions. A lot of people have said a lot of things, that they predicted happenings and this, that, and the other. I've not varied on my opinion of this for over 14 years. I have said repeatedly that how they're going to bring about their new world order is crashing the present system. They created it in order to get what they want, power and total control. They'll just collapse it. It's their system. They'll bring it back up and do it all over again, only this time with a whole lot less people. There are some that say that, well, as several years ago, some very, how should I say, greasy individuals came down from New York to talk to me specifically, and for 2 hours, they did a tag team on me, saying, you know, well, wait, we're not really disagreeing with what you're saying. You just got to get away from this global conspiracy thing. You need to think in these terms, that you need to adopt the accidental view of history, of which we're not arguing that these things are taking place, but could it be that it's just being taken advantage of, that there wasn't any grand plan behind this, just a set of circumstances that evolved to a point that, well, this is what we need to do with it? At the end of the 2 hours, I just looked at both of these guys and I said, now, are you done? Can I go now? And they just looked at each other like, well, is it over? I looked at them both when they had that look on their face, and I said, yes, to answer the question that's rattling around in your little brain right now, it's over. See ya. They never bothered to come back. People have asked me over the years, why is it you're not harassed by certain individuals or organizations or whatever? Because they know who I am. They know what I am. And they know that the only way, surefire way to shut me up is to shoot me. But it ain't time yet. It's not time in this country to start shooting talk show hosts, at least not yet. They have tried to draw down the information going out by way of hate crime and this and that and lawyers, and but they don't mess with me. And the reason is obvious. I had some character. This is, gosh. I would suggest, boys, that you get the better grade out. I don't know what you got them working on right now, but some clown text me last night four different times with four separate text messages on my cell phone asking the question, are you Illuminati? Are you a Mason? Are you this? Are you that? And I looked at that, and the dumb cluck didn't block his number. So I read the messages this morning, just simply called him back, and I said, to each of your inquiries, no, no, no. And by the way, who are you? And I used a term that, for polite company, I will not repeat on air. Boys, send the best. If that's the best you got, the battle's halfway won. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443, open phone Friday.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back. 800-313-9443. Open phones for the next hour and a half, folks. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Howdy, John. It's great to hear you on the air today.
Oh, good.
And
I thank you for that. And thank you, Mike, in Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Thank you for all the FM microbroadcasters who are carrying RBN. And I just wanted to say, on behalf of the radio station and sponsors, you know, I have this energy cleaner. It works, helped me get over chronic fatigue syndrome. I also have an aronizer. It works. It'll take mold off your windowsills. Every time we smoke up the kitchen, it's on. We have it on every day. It's great. It works. That aronizer has changed the life in my home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We try to, Dylan, we try to only give the products that we know are going to work and at a good price.
Yeah, and, you know, anyone interested in hemp seed oil or other hemp products, which it's not marijuana, by the way. It's a variety of the hemp plant, and it's for nutritional purposes. And the hemp seed oil, I'm using that instead of margarine or butter. I'm using the hemp seed oil on my toast and eggs and stuff. And, man, it's good.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's real good.
I'll be darned. Okay, you mentioned an energy cleaner. What kind of energy cleaner?
Your sponsor Lee Crocs Energy Cleaner, and he also runs a lodge up there on his land in Ohio where he treats people for free, and he's treated thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy cleaner technique is actually a technique that you can do with your hand, but it's enhanced magnanimously with this machine. It's something you can do with your hand, but if you've got like a real serious problem or something where you need yourself or someone else like continually doing this technique on your body, this machine like speeds it up and works for you while you're asleep. And like I said, as soon as I started sleeping with the energy cleaner, I didn't have chronic fatigue syndrome anymore. I woke up with energy.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, Dylan, thank you for your intervention on that. Greatly appreciated.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too, sir. Appreciate your call. 800-313-9443 is the number. You guys going to let me sit up here and talk incessantly? Or, yeah, they are. Thanks, Mr. Producer. What should we cover here? What should we cover? One thing. I wasn't, by the way, Randall, I was not able to get a hold of James Talmadge Stevens. I've been trying for 2 days. All I get is a voicemail. But down at the Truth Seekers tonight at 7 p.m., issues and answers, planning for tomorrow, a roundtable discussion, and the discussion of our health, including alternative old-fashioned methods. That might be something you may want to attend, folks, for too many reasons to list. And again, that's at tonight at the China Emperor Foursquare and William Cannon and South Congress in Austin from 7 until 10 p.m. All right. Do we have that musical interlude from Jeopardy? You know the one I'm talking about? U.S. job market in this country, not very good. By the way, I clicked that on by accident, but I went up to YouTube today. Punch in job market 2009. And this is, it's humorous. Not a belly-laughing, gut-wrenching ha-ha-ha, but what it is somebody did this piece. There's about, let me turn the volume on this thing all the way down. There is about 20 suited individuals, women and men alike. Mexican pulls up in a pickup truck, gets out of the car. Go ahead and open up that mic, and I'll play. It is humorous. And I'll play the audio side of this. Most of it is visual, but you get the idea here. And the Mexican gets out with his list and what he needs for workers for the day, driving his pickup truck. And as he calls what he wants and picks the people he wants, they pull down the tailgate with their briefcases in hand, all suited up, and they crawl in the back of his pickup truck. Pulls out his little list.
I need to certify public accountants.
There they go. There's the pickup truck.
One senior marketing consultant. One chief financial officer. Two system programmers.
Baby.
But you must speak Java.
My whole life.
Oh, I do.
That's it for today. Gracias.
And then there all are, sitting in the back of the truck, just looking at each other, off for their day's labor. Hey! My chiquita banana! Yeah. You know, I, folks, I hope we get the financial support that we've been talking about, because one of the things that I want to do, and I was told a gentleman, an Iranian, I do believe, either Iranian or Iraqi-born, Mo calls into the program from time to time to tell us about Sitna. He says, do the web search for Sitna. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that right as I am speaking on the air. Aren't I multi-talented here? And a small clip survives on YouTube, but evidently it was somebody from Norway explaining some very important things. And I have a feeling that it was about global order, and it was some politician or something that put this up. But at any rate, YouTube promptly took the thing down, as they're in the habit of doing with a lot of good information and hits there. Now, folks, YouTube, computer-based, internet, oh, that's right. The government's all over that stuff. And the thought struck me, and I'd played around with this idea months ago, that we've got to start developing media that we control, that we depend on. And YouTube has got a lot of good stuff on it and has had in the past. But as you may have noticed in the instance I just cited, they have a tendency to pull down stuff that many more people should see. Now, I was thinking, why can't we get enough computer power and enough bandwidth that we can run our own site? And I think a perfect name for it would be MyTube instead of YouTube. I think that would be a great idea. And, of course, we wouldn't have to run the extraneous stuff. I mean, people love entertainment, folks. I mean, let's face it, we all like to be entertained. And there's been some highly creative stuff. And people have launched careers off of YouTube by their production. But I don't know. there's a lot of stuff that hits YouTube that, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't play with volume up in polite company. That's for sure. And like I said, a lot of extraneous stuff. So that's just another one of the ideas that we have, and we're sitting here with our motor running, waiting for somebody to jump in this flashy little Maserati, engage the gear, mash that gas down, and pop that clutch, and let's do a 200-mile-an-hour with our Mach 200-mile-an-hour with our hair on fire. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Yeah, great to talk to you again, John. Last night was a rebroadcast.
Yes, it was.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you did. That was an excellent rebroadcast.
Well, and I'll tell you the reason why I did that, and Dylan here from Central Texas could probably guess the reason why, but I'll tell you what, I was tied up in little knots, and I was not fit to sit behind a microphone yesterday.
That's fine. You don't need no apologies necessary.
Well, I
enjoyed that because Mr. Everson, is that his name?
Evenson.
Evenson.
Mm-hmm.
I actually called into that program and I'd forgotten. I heard myself on there.
Okay. Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, if you're sitting there listening to it and you ain't talking, yeah, it must be Memorex, huh?
Yeah, that's right, you know. And but it what is so odd is I live here in a little burg, suburb of the state capital, and this little burg is it's kind of like my dad used to say. It's almost a one-horse town, and the horse died, you know.
But that is not such a bad place to be right now, my friend.
Well, yeah, it would be. But unfortunately, this is in the middle of a big metropolitan area. She gets stopped by the police. She just went to court the other day. That's why I'm going to be sure to be a religious listener of Mr. Everson's show.
Mm-hmm.
I need to call him and talk to him about this very same thing, too. She was stopped by the local constabulary. And on a Saturday morning, she's a 50-year-old, little old lady, my sister. It's hard to say about your younger sister. But she had her garage sale on a Saturday morning last October, She doesn't get her court date till a few days ago. And she knows the mayor, the place where she works, he works down the hall from her, of this little town. Now, she didn't do anything improper, didn't ask him to go out, and she wouldn't. It would not be proper to say, try to, we'll let the court handle this. As she pulled away from the curb, this policeman, she said, and one thing, he lied in court, but his verbal testimony, it wasn't a report.
Well, what was this case over, first of all? You're putting
speeding. She got a speeding ticket.
Okay, all right, okay.
So what happens here? She sees him as she pulls away from the, and this is on a residential lane. This isn't a main thoroughfare. She pulls away from the curb, sees him in the middle of the opposing lane, sitting there, stopped, idling. As she pulls away, she drives down, and she can see him. And she stops, and he goes and turns around, gets in the driveway, turns around, and comes back, pulls her over, gives her a speeding ticket. Tells her she's speeding. Now, my sister has a bachelor's degree from one of the local universities. She is not, you know, mentally challenged. If you see a police car, are you going to step on it just to aggravate them, you know, like, you know, go kick a vicious dog or something? I don't think so. But he claimed otherwise. He claimed that he was waiting off on a side street with radar.
But he was sitting right in the middle of the oncoming lane.
He was sitting right in the middle of the road, and she saw him. Look, she saw him when she pulled. She's not, I mean, only an idiot would just, you know, what? Well, let's just see if we can get in, you know, tickle the tail of the bear or whatever.
How many people in this town?
About 30,000.
Okay, 30,000 people. Have other people been victimized? And
yeah, you bet they have.
And I'm assuming here that they're using a little watchdog there. The badged watchdog is kind of a political hit person.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this: she went to court. Now, that the fun thing is when she finally got to go to court. She wrote up. Look. She's a high-ranking person in the federal bureau. Well, not a real high-ranking, mid-level ranking person in the bureaucracy of one of the local federal installations here. She is. I mean, she knows how to write. She can write better than I can, and I'm her big brother, and I'll admit that. But I happen to have police experience myself, and so she. You know, see, they didn't. I got to tell her a certain. See, I know certain ins and outs and aspects of this whole thing. And I told her, I said, now that's totally beyond the pale. I mean, there's something really fishy here. But there's no way that she, you know, when she goes into court, it's a $50 fine, and they're telling her that it doesn't go on your driving record. Now, that fine, I find that suspicious.
What a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're telling her that.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's something not going right here.
And I can surmise the reason. If you're found guilty in a municipal court and they're telling you that, we're not going to put any points on your license, this doesn't go on your license, what it is, it's a money game.
Absolutely.
So, and here's the question. How well do you know this cop that did this?
I don't know him at all. I work for their police.
Okay, well, here's another possibility that you may not have considered, Clarence. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't like feds.
Well, that could be.
Maybe you ought to talk to the guy. Get a better feel for him. I mean, it's a town of 30,000. My God, you could probably spit from one end of the town to the other.
Yeah.
It ain't that big.
I used to work for their police department after I got out of the Air Force in 1974. I was a dispatcher for 3 months there. You see, I've lived in this town my entire life,
mm-hmm.
except for 3 years in Uncle Sam's Airplane Club.
When the local gendarmes see you coming, they don't put their hands on their weapons, do they?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Right. They, see, this is a new younger breed. They don't even know me.
Oh, well, good.
And I'm glad, you know. But I've met the mayor and I've met the city manager. And that was during this big ice storm we had, back in December, where... You know, hell, everything fell down.
By the way, where in Oklahoma are you?
I'm in Oklahoma City, actually.
Really? Do you guys still have a low-power FM up there?
Yep. It just came back on. It's, RFOK, Radio Free Oklahoma.
Okay. Is my show being broadcast up there?
I don't know. I'm listening to you on the Internet right now. I would have to double-check, but I'll double-check next time I call. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, that would be my suggestion. First of all, find out who this cop is. Mm-hmm. Talk to him. If he doesn't know you, then he's not going to try to tase you on approach. get a little bit more background about this guy, and then start nosing around ever so quietly. And, you know, it seems to me that this municipal court is doing something that it maybe ought not to be doing.
It's turned into a speed trap.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
And if you go, there's no use challenging the ticket because they're going to find you guilty. And then they're going to tack court costs on, which is even twice as much as the ticket. So it's over $100.
Well, I blew my municipal court out here in Round Rock. There's only one judge here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the personnel that they used to be called clerks of court.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now referring to their people that are coming in for these fines as customers. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? I said, that's what the corporation considers its people, customers. And I said, you know, what's the oddest thing about this is? I said, why don't you ask the judge if it's an Article 3 court?
If you could give me about 2 or 3 minutes on the other side, I got something to mention about that court.
Nope.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Another time, perhaps.
Okay.
All right, sir. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Clarence.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right. By the way, a listener called in. Oh, gosh. MyTube is reportedly a pornography site, so I guess we can't use that. Their suggestion is not seen on corporate media. Too long. That's not seen on corporate media. That's not... But you know what? We're picking names for something that does not yet exist. Puerto Rican governor to face charges. Puerto Rican governor Annabelle Vila. Annabelle? Yeah, it is a guy. Said he'll turn himself in today to face 19 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, and other charges. The Democrat, who called the charges politically motivated, that's what all politicians say when they get caught. Oh, they're out to get me politically. Is accused of helping donors obtain government contracts. Wait a minute, this is not a story about the Vice President Dick Cheney and Halliburton? I could have sworn. By the way, today is Admiral William Fallon's last day on the job as chief of U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, which oversees the operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they didn't make a whole lot about this on the news. They made some mention about it because a lot of people knew about it. But the good old admiral here, Fallon, wasn't down with the Bushy plan. He was, and he certainly was not down with a plan to go in Iran. And if you've noticed on the news in the last couple of days, I have to watch this propaganda to see what these little stinkers are up to. Otherwise, I wouldn't, any more than I'd sit around and watch 24. You know, I guess if you're going to pimp yourself and sell your soul, I guess that'd be the way to do it. But if you've noticed in the news stories in the last couple of days, and it was really bizarre yesterday on Wolf Blitzer on CNN, they brought up some guy that had his nose pushed to the side, had a scraggly beard. He looked like he was part of a special operations group, saying that, oh, yeah, definitely Iran is funding the Shiite militias in Iraq. And repeatedly, ad nauseum, kept repeating that and repeating it. I'm like, after 3-4 minutes of this, go, yeah, okay, I got the propaganda line. You've repeated it 5 times in the last 32 seconds. I got it. But they're still trying, folks. They're still trying. What they've stopped doing is going after Ahmadinejad over a statement on Israel, which was misquoted to begin with. Now, evidently, the CNN personnel don't speak Farsi. And maybe, just maybe, not, but just maybe it was a mix-up in the translation. But they misquoted Ahmadinejad as saying that Israel should be wiped off the face of the map. No, what he said was Zionism needs to be wiped off the face of the map. But we can't ask CNN to be that clear. I mean, with all their reach and all of their money and all of their news sources and all their affiliates, I guess they can't get anybody in there that speaks Farsi. And I don't think they'll be calling us for a clarification on the story because they're too busy mixing the pot of their own propaganda. 800-313-9443. Open phones next hour. Now, generally what happens? The last half hour of the show, every mother and her uncle wants to get on the air. Start dialing now. I will take your calls as we receive them. 800-313-9443. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Just in case you forgot, my name's John Stattmiller. We'll continue right after this. Once upon